this episode of American Chopper.
All right, let's get busy.
Mikey hangs up the phone.
Is this going to be painful?
Yes.
And picks up a wrench as he takes a shot at the big time.
Yeah.
And builds a musically inspired custom chopper.
My bike's going to be way better than that bike.
It's a Tuttle family free-for-all.
Ah!
When the deadline closes in, Mikey's Blues Bike Project hits a sour note.
Smash it!
The fun.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
The fury.
I won't stand for this anymore, Paul.
The fuse.
Get the damn thing done.
Boing, boing, boing.
On this episode of American Chopper.
Hey, I don't want to ask the same thing twice, because the second time, I'm going to use my foot. You know, basically, between the Bike Expo in New Orleans and Bike Week in Myrtle Beach, we've pretty much been away from the shop for something like 3 weeks. Yeah, we've gotten a little bit behind as far as customers' bikes go, so we're going to be focusing on those bikes for a little while. Because you know this is a business, and we got to take care of our customers.
What are you looking for? What are you doing?
Mike, shut the hell up. Will you go
find something to do? I'd like to learn this stuff.
I'm trying to concentrate over here, and you're like breathing down my neck. Beat it.
I'm in front of you. Okay, I'll just help Vin.
Go help Vinny.
Hey, Vin, can I help you?
Hell no, Mikey.
Well, I've been working at the shop for about 6 months now, answering phones, ordering parts, sweeping the floor. But that's getting kind of boring, to be totally honest with you, because I'm somewhat of a creative guy myself. So I asked my father if I could build a bike. It's going to have a blues motif to it. And I couldn't believe it. He said yes. Hey. I got my list here. I'm pretty excited about building this bike. Let's call people.
Is this going to be painful?
Yes, very.
What the hell is all this?
That's my little doodling.
Very nice. Automatic transmission, are you serious about that?
7-speed automatic.
You know, Mikey, he really doesn't have a bike building background. And you know, he's got some pretty unusual ideas for the bike he wants to build.
All right, I need 2 fenders, and I want them to look like they belong on a 50s Cadillac.
You know, that might not be a bad thing, because we're always trying to do something new and different around here.
You let me down, and you'll never work again in this industry.
And I think that this bike will not look like any bike that we've done before, and that's for sure.
That's your last. This is the last frame we got, right there. That's the only frame that's not accounted for here. Put your name on here.
That's why I'm.
I basically had a few conditions when I told Mikey he could build a bike.
Let me get your pen.
First, he's got to still help out around the shop, and second, he's got to work with his brother Paul. And those guys have to get the bike done in time for the next show, which is in Laconia.
Let's put this baby up there. Who wants to grab the front?
Other than that, as far as I'm concerned,
thanks, guys.
He can do whatever the hell he wants.
A real heyday, you know? Hey, which lift am I using?
It's not that one.
Where are you going at? Listen, we got a better place for that.
What are you doing? Is this humiliation coming? I can sense it, you know? Yeah. Thank you. Then, if you could get me a torque wrench and some vice grips and a martini. Here you guys go. You see this?
Mike!
Yeah, going in on it.
I couldn't make it up there.
It was worth it, wasn't it?
It was worth it.
That was worth it.
Yeah. Anything to see the look of despair on my face, huh? You know, I've learned enough humiliation in my life to almost be immune to it. Still, always it hurts you that little bit.
I love it. We didn't even do 5 minutes of work and we're eating breakfast. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. When are you going to start going on this bike? And have you got a game plan?
Not now as such.
You got some drawings.
I got some drawings. You want to see my drawing?
Yeah.
Come on over.
Give me the drawing.
Let me just
check this out.
Here. Here's my drawing. There's the hot chick on the back. And there are the girls who broke my heart in high school.
I don't know what it is about Mikey, but there's just something about him that makes me laugh. But you know, down deep, I really think that he wants to make a great bike.
And there are the girls
who I don't know if I can do this. I really don't. And you know, as long as he stays committed, I'll do whatever I have to do to help that. Put it on there. So it is different.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like... We've had this old tank laying around the shop for years now. It's absolutely huge.
Contour I want. I'd like something with, like, ribs going through here, you know?
We can put ribs on there.
And I think it'd be perfect to fit the bike, strictly because it says big old Cadillac.
So what's the bike? What's the theme?
It's a blues bike.
Blues?
Yeah. Oh, I got it all picked out.
So you got the paint job figured out, too, pretty much? I think it's great that Mikey's decided to build a bike, but I'm not really sure he knows how much work it really is. It does have, like, a kind of tubby look to it.
It does. And, I'm a tubby guy. Whatever you want to call me, I don't care. I'm still building my own bike.
You know, Mikey's always goofing around the shop, and that's a lot of fun and everything, but I can tell you, I'm not going to build this bike for him. I mean, I don't mind helping, but he's really got to do most of the work on this bike himself.
That's it.
So where are we going to go with this?
I'm going home.
Or where are you going with this?
I'm going in the office.
You want to throw this back?
Good luck, buddy.
You want to throw this back in the garbage? Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Come on. Oh. Thanks a lot, Dad. Over the past 2 days, the only things we've gotten done is we picked a tank and we picked a frame. That's it. It's like everybody thinks this is some kind of joke, but it's not a joke to me, and I'm gonna have a great time building the bike, and each day that goes by, I grow a bit more excited.
Here, Mikey, let me help you with that.
I think there's a stop also, yeah.
Mikey, what do you think about this tank?
Huh? I don't like it. It's a big, gaudy push-up bra. I don't like independent, man.
Mike, get over here before I beat you. Get over here. Take this one off.
All right.
That one's better. Oh, you think it's a nicer shape tank?
Yeah, I don't know. It's nice. I guess we could use that one if you'd like.
I'm going to go use the El Baño.
All right.
You know, if I could build this bike myself, I would. But I can't because I just don't have the skills to do it. So I have to depend on my brother. The problem with that is that I really don't think Paulie's into building this bike. It's really hard to get him to stay focused and help me do any of the work. It's 10 o'clock already, man. Where the hell is he? He was supposed to take a poop.
Project, you know what I'm saying?
Otherwise,
he's going to procrastinate,
you know, you guys,
like he does in every other.
I got held off for how long now? It's Friday.
I understand.
The whole friggin' week.
Not me. I'm not holding you up.
Still, man. Now it's going to come down to those 24 hours.
What?
Those working 20-hour days at the end. It's ridiculous.
You're 100% right. And you know what? That's exactly what's going to happen, because that's what he does with everything.
You know, it really is not taking Michael too long to start feeling the same frustrations that I've been feeling for years about Paulie's work ethics.
Tell him, you know what? Tell him you want to get the bike done and let him work with you on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to be like a little, you got to treat him like a little baby.
You know, here's Mikey trying to get the bike done, and here's Paulie just phoning it in. You know, he's already gone and changed the tank on him, and if you ask me, Mikey needs to stand up to his brother a little bit and build the bike that he wants to build, not the bike that Paulie wants to build.
All right, Mikey, come on.
Just feel like we need two of those, right? Now, why do you use these rags?
Basically, the rags are just there to space the tank up off the frame.
Bolt them on there just like that, Mikey.
Yeah. Now what we got to do is get a tape measure. We got to measure from here to there.
1 1/16. Cut me a piece, 1 1/4.
I spent half the day waiting around for my brother, Paulie. And he lays down about 10 welds.
All right, Mikey, we'll start on the handlebars in the morning.
And then he wants to call it a day. At this rate, forget Laconia, I'll be lucky to have it done by Christmas.
We'll get it done, Mikey, we always do.
All right, let's get busy.
Sorry, Mike, we got a business to run here. I apologize.
Oh, you don't have a business to run. Dad has a business to run. You have a bike to build.
No, Mikey, you got a bike to build.
Get your ass inside. Come on.
All right, that's enough. Back to work.
Everybody feel better now?
Yeah.
Good.
Originally, I wanted to have huge ape hanger bars. You know, kind of like the ones on Cody's old school bike. But my brother, Paulie, convinced me to go with some lower profile bars. The kind they call beachcombers.
How's it going, Mikey?
Great.
Good, good, good to hear. You know, I know this is Mikey's bike, and he's looking for a certain look, but I've been doing this a lot longer than he has.
Let me tell you.
But I just want to really help him avoid any design errors that are not going to look very good. How'd it come out, Tauntaun?
Pretty good.
Okay, Mike, you're going to observe, okay? If you want to practice TIG welding on your own time, that's fine. And I'm confident that in the end, he's really going to like these bars when he sees how the lines flow and look with the rest of the bike. You're fired, by the way.
I'm fired up. Yeah, I want to try it again.
Don't think so, Mike.
Come on, I'll cut another piece.
Forget about it.
This mask sucks.
All right, we'll come back tomorrow and finish him up. All right, Mike, let's start getting these handlebars going. This is how you get the pitch of your bars. See how you got it running with the tank?
Yeah.
And then you figure out how high you want your bars up. So now you have your pitch
And
the height of your riser.
All right, I just...
Risers.
I don't really care so much for the look. I mean, I do care for the look, but I'm going to be sitting here and leaning back. So those bars got to come to me.
It's okay, Mike.
Okay.
Believe me, the bars are fine.
All right. If you ask me, I think we should be a lot further along on this bike than we really are.
Maybe hang them a little more.
But my brother, tragically, takes a sweet-ass time, as usual.
So this is the pitch. So you got to cut me two pieces exactly 2.5 inches out of these straights.
Mikey.
Hey, Dad.
That tank looks like every tank of different bike that we build.
I know it does.
At least that tank's different. Just telling me you don't want it on there. It ain't no big deal.
Well, I know. I'll cut it off. I'm going to cut it off without telling you. And then there's going to be all kinds of calamity everywhere. People freaking out.
Yes!
All right, I'm setting this machine up.
Mike, what are you, crazy?
What? Sandals? What am I going to drop on my foot? A bike?
No, you're going to burn your foot off.
Yeah. Pish tosh, Daniel. Where are you going? Come on and mill this with us.
Ow, ow, man, that hurts.
Oh, that hurts so bad.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, what'd you do? You hit your toe?
No.
Ah.
Oh, that's pain, dude. No, I hit my ankle with that.
Oh,
that railing. No. Oh.
Mike, you want a pair of work boots. Don't be retarded.
I will. That freaking hurt, man.
You know, Mikey's hard to take serious sometimes, but I could tell that he really wants this bike to look a certain way, and he's very adamant about it, and I can appreciate that because I'm very much that way when I'm working on a project. So overall, I see, you know, he's taking the initiative, and I think he's very serious about this project.
Hey, we got to run wires through these bars. So you know what? Center punch that right in the middle, right there.
Okay.
Drill one hole, half inch.
Half inch?
Half inch is fine. Find a nice sharp bit, drill it out, and then we could mount these. Then we don't have to go through all this. Hey, in the meantime, I'm going to put these slugs in.
Can I weld them?
Mike, if you could weld good, I'd do that, but you can't weld good.
I know. During this process, I've learned a lot about how tedious everything is in bike building, and even though it looks like you move slowly, you're really making progress because it's such fine detail.
That burn.
I don't know what happened there, man.
What the?
Paul, I think I screwed up.
Why? What's the matter?
The drill took a dump.
What?
I had it nice and centered.
Okay. That's fine. Do this. Get a tapered bit.
And I'll
round it out. It's okay. It's not bad.
The thing, it's broken.
See how I rounded it out nice? Sit on that and see what you think. Sit back a little. You're going to be about right there. You got to kind of hold yourself up so the seat doesn't...
I don't know. I got a cramp in my toe right now.
It's good, right? You're not reaching real bad for
it. I like it.
Low profile, big fat bars.
Yeah.
It's going to be sick.
I'm getting psyched, man.
Good.
What do you think of this, huh? Am I a badass?
You know, the other day.
Nice.
You don't feel like you're too up on them, do you?
No.
They look nice. Follow the tank, nice.
Yeah, nice.
Now you're stuck with that tank, though.
I am.
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah.
Or you know so?
Well, because he built them to match the tank.
Yeah, sure, huh? Big friggin' whoop.
And he forced you into that tank.
Yeah.
I was forced into this tank.
Because you got no mind of your own.
Yeah.
I have no mind of my own.
The turtle should have been on.
Really? Cattle.
Absolutely, right?
A bunch of ants.
Absolutely.
What?
You got the wrong tank on here.
Paula, switch the tank out.
If that was me, I'd take a hatchet and smash that tank to living hell.
You think I should?
If that was me.
You ain't got it, though.
It is a better tank, but what?
Want the hatchet?
Give me the hatchet. I won't stand for this anymore, Paul.
Smash it.
It'll break his heart.
Smash it!
I can't.
You can't do it. You ain't got a mean bone in your body. You're a disappointment.
Punch me.
I gotta go
you
for a
wuss. You know, I'm starting to have second thoughts about letting Paulie talk me into changing the tank on the bike. Because I honestly don't like the one he's got on there.
What do you think?
It's a hot tank.
It's a hot tank, but it's on most of our bikes, you know?
Yeah, but this is your project, man. It's going to look a little different.
I think maybe I should just start standing up for myself. Okay.
See how she fits in there, Mike.
You need something, Mike? Maybe a little hammer? Working, actually. All right, they're on.
Ready, Mikey?
Yeah. Let me tack, come on. Yeah. There we go.
Tacking it right there. Tack it? Good. Got it?
Yeah. Good enough now?
Yeah.
Now you want me to run a full bead?
No, no. I think sometimes the perception by Mikey and a lot of other people when they watch me do my work is that it's easy. But the truth is, I've been welding and working with metal since I was about 14, and it's taking me that long to become as skilled as I've become. And I know Mikey wants to do some welding on this bike, but he really can't learn everything overnight, and I really don't want to have to fix things that he's done wrong.
Vinny.
Now what do you want?
Inspect these welds.
They look horrible.
They do.
Nah, they're decent.
Oh.
Nah, they're decent. You got some penetration, a little globby there.
Yeah, it's a little globby. I should have practiced. I should have gotten to the groove and then I should have.
Yeah, but you know what? They're going to do the trick. You got penetration. That's a nice one right
first
there.
First class, man. That isn't it. That
nice
was the second one I did, yeah.
You're the man, Mike.
You're the man. First class, baby.
First class.
Moving up. We're going to be sipping champagne.
Yeah, and margaritas.
Margaritas. Girls named. Where the hell is Paulie now? What the hell are we doing?
Bear with me, Mike.
I have been.
You know, Mikey wants this bike to look like an old Cadillac. So what we decided to do was stretch the oil tank along the frame right to the back of the wheel. We would go from here.
Let me get over there.
To here. That should be fine, actually, Mike. This will give the bike a fuller feel and an elongated look. See, the nice part about this is it looks like the actual tank is that big.
Yeah. I think you're right and you're wrong, Paul.
At the same time?
Yeah, you're good. You're real good. All right, let's get some steel. What do we need? Actually, I think we need paper first, Mike.
Don't crinkle the paper up, Mike. Bring it over here.
All right. Let's scribe it, cut it.
All right, here. Go cut me these.
Here or?
In there. You got to clear them out. You know how to use the shear, right?
Yeah.
It's weird to think that only 8 months ago I was doing ironwork. And I hated it. I absolutely hated it.
I think I got it.
But now it's different. Because I'm doing something that I really love doing.
Let me get this in position. When I do, tack it away from my fingers. Okay, tack that right in the middle. Is that a good tack?
Yeah.
Get one right here then.
Okay.
Good, good, good. Good, good. Oh, good, good, good. Jeez.
You know, it's nice to see Mikey enthused about something for a change because he's been kind of like lost and, you know, really knowing what he wants to do in life. And you know what? It's nice to see Paulie getting involved with his brother, even though it's not on a consistent basis. Hopefully, Mikey will learn some things. I think that it'll be really good for him as long as he doesn't pick up Paulie's work habits.
You know what? Tack that in there, Mikey. As good as she gets. Hold on, hold on.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead. Are you crazy?
Why? I said go ahead. Why'd you pull it away? I wasn't even close to your finger, man. I got freaking flashed
Come on, Mike. We tack this in, we go home, babe. Right there. Good. 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 That's it.
I think it looks good.
All right, Mikey, listen. Let's get back on it in the morning.
Yeah, we're going to get
fenders and stuff.
Fenders will be in tomorrow.
Let's go.
What are you belly aching about this time, old man?
I'm gonna break your jaw.
Let's do this. Not that. I mean, let's get to work.
Yeah, let's get to work.
I've been trying to work on my bike for about a week now.
Where the hell did he go?
And it's like I spend half my time waiting for my brother Paulie.
You know, like he'd be off doing something and off doing something else.
Listen, you can weld the
No, I'm gonna put the tire on. I'm waiting for him to finish setting
up. Where? Then do it. Where is he?
What?
Where is he?
Oh, he's impossible. I'll grab Vinny or someone.
No.
I know this project isn't exactly the fire bike, but it is important to me.
Hey, where's Paulie? Do you know?
As far as the progress goes, I kind of feel if it went any slower, it would stop, you know? And I see a lot of enthusiasm in Michael to try and get this bike done, but you know who keeps dragging his feet.
Listen, hey, if you're going to be dicking around over here, we're going to have a problem. Get the damn thing done. Just get it done. There's a lot to do. Clean the bars up, weld this stuff up. There's shit to do. It ain't like you got nothing to do. Let's just do it.
The fenders that Mikey ordered are supposed to get here sometime today.
I did this with Vin. You're gonna pop it through.
So once we get those on the bike, we should be able to finish up the rest of the fabrication pretty quick.
I love it.
Bolt the tank on there. That way we start to look at it, you know what I mean? When
sure.
The fender comes, the tank's already on, you got the handlebars on. It's going to be a nice piece of machinery. I'll tell you what, if you work closely with Justin on the paint,
yeah,
he's going to pull it off.
I'm going to be there all the time, man. That's the biggest part of the bike, I think. The paint job, man.
We're going to have a nice paint job.
Going to say something. It's not skulls and flames.
Yeah.
Nothing against flames.
Yeah.
But skulls, I don't like.
You'd be able to clean them bars up, right, Mike?
Oh, yeah. This
work is tedious and kind of boring to me, but it beats the hell out of taking out the trash and answering the phones. Because you're actually creating something with your own hands, and you really can't beat that.
Mikey, hold up. Huh? Don't put the grinder like that. Flip it over. Don't ever put it down like that. If it kicks, it'll cut your stomach
open. It ain't gonna kick. I know how to set a grinder down. What happens is some a** walks by, puts their hand down, flips the safety, and kicks it on. Seen it 1,000 times.
Let's put this front end on. That's good. Despite what my father and Mikey think, nobody wants to get this bike done more than I do. You should be able to ratchet him in now, Mikey. You know, it's been a lot of fun working with Michael and everything, but if I gotta teach somebody to do what I do, I just don't have the patience for it. I think it's gonna look bad, Mike. Part of me really just wants to get in there and do it myself, because to be honest with you, it's a lot easier that way. You wanna climb up there real quick?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and don't step on that chair, because you'll break your neck. Just step up.
You know, I was pretty much hoping to get this whole bike mocked up today, but the fenders haven't come in yet, and that kind of screws everything up.
They feel good?
Yeah. Basically, at this point, we've pretty much done everything we can do with it.
When we come back, we'll just start working on it again.
All right.
Let's go. I'm starving.
You want to strap this thing?
No, it's fine, Mike.
All right.
You know, there's always tension in the shop. You know, we're always under pressure, you know. So, you know, today I decided to just take the boys out and, you know, destroy a few things or something, you know.
Okay, the main thing is we're going to break a lot of clays today.
All right, cool. Good.
We're ready to fire.
Ready to go.
Pull. Did I get
ready
a piece
do
of
another
it?
One. Go ahead.
Oh, there's another one?
Yep.
Pull. I lost it in the white.
Yeah.
Me and my father started shooting, and neither of us have that much experience with guns. We're not hunters. That was close. Was I high? So we did so-so.
I'm not even close, huh?
No.
I don't know whether I'm worse at this or bowling.
Just the rider.
Shh.
It's okay.
Nice. Nice pair.
There you go.
Nicely done. Nice. Dead pair.
You ready, Mike?
Come on, Mikey. Take that bird out, son.
Pull.
Yeah, done. Mikey. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike is the man. Yes.
And then Mikey came on board. Just started taking out ducks one at a time.
I have quite a bit of aggression. Well, not all the time. Kind of hidden. Repressed. I'd say I've swallowed a lot of aggression. And I think I found something to help me out with it.
Pull! I got to tell you something. When Mikey got up there and he started shooting that gun, well, you talk about a proud daddy. You were looking at one right here. I couldn't believe the way he was smoking that stuff.
Oh! No!
Who's the man? Oh, my God.
Oh, Mikey smoked us. Mikey's a natural-born killer. All right, Mikey, let's get cracking. You know what? See if the fenders are downstairs.
Okie doke.
Because that's really all we have left to do is get these fenders mounted.
Oh, boy.
got the fenders in from Milwaukee Iron.
And pretty much they're the last big pieces we need to finish the bike.
Oh.
Huh? This. I took one look at that fender, and it reminded me of the movie Jaws. Right? That's what it looks like. Because it looked like a big old shark fin. Put it over here. You like it?
Yes, very much.
That's why if we can get those Cadillac taillights. And make it to put
taillights.
Tail lights? I'll get them.
What the heck? I'll get him. It's been 2 days.
The
you've been saying I'll get him.
Call me back in 2 days. I got Ooh. John from Micah. Right.
So this ain't going to paint today or tomorrow.
Let's put it on here.
You know, one thing certain about Mikey's bike, it's 100% Mikey. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks hot.
How cool is that?
Man, ass.
Pretty sick.
That's badass too, man.
Awesome fender.
You need that tank right there. That tank will really look much better.
Tank goes with the bike.
It don't go with the bike.
How could you even say that? Look
because,
at it. It's a big fat tank.
Look at the roundness of these fenders, and look at this thing arcing. This blends right with the fenders. Blends right with the fenders.
Undeniable.
No doubt. No doubt.
No diggity. It's beautiful fenders, though.
Absolutely. Once we put those fenders on that bike, the tank that Mikey originally picked out was definitely the way to go. Of course, you couldn't convince Paulie of that. But I wasn't gonna let him railroad Mikey into something that he didn't want, because it's Mikey's bike, not Paulie's.
See, the problem is here, you can't, well, you can't, yeah.
Hold up.
That's it, baby. That's it.
You could do it. I wouldn't.
Well, you got to bring the tank back and down.
Okay. No, listen,
it's not sitting on your right.
That gives you plenty good enough of a look right there.
It's perfect.
To get an idea.
It's perfect.
I don't think it fits it.
Perfect. Perfect.
If you look how this tank flows with this front fender, because of the shape of it, the arc on the
bottom.
That's
right. Yeah, it doesn't go with the bike.
It
doesn't
go. It fits this much better.
No, it don't.
I'm telling you what my opinion is.
Well, that's your opinion.
I looked at them both. Now, we got the second one on here.
This looks 100% better.
This is a turd.
No, well, you know what?
It could be a turd on a diamond. Sometimes I think my father disagrees with me just to disagree.
Hey, every bike that you ever built in a lifetime got that tank on.
Stop.
Because in my opinion, the tank that I had on there looks a lot better with the design of the bike than the tank Michael and my father want to use.
You see, listen to me for 1 second. You see how your everything's oval?
Mm-hmm.
How your fenders are oval? Now look at your tank. Everything's like, it's got the same.
See this? Hey, just hear me out, okay? From a design standpoint, this has got an arc on the bottom. This fender flows.
Want to get an outside opinion?
Yeah. From Vinny?
Yeah.
What do you want?
In your opinion, which tank looks better?
The one you got
hold
on there, the fat one.
I like how round it is. It fits.
That's exactly what I say, too.
I think it fits it perfect.
Absolutely. Look at this. Look at how this, how here goes right into the tank. That's the tank that belongs on the bike.
Oh, yeah.
But look at this. Yeah. This contour here, this works better with what you got going
Thank you.
Here.
Think so?
4-1.
Yeah. Now look.
Four
now
to
put
one.
This on and put it, look at the front fender. Put it on.
Yes, sir.
Now go for body here.
You just can't accept the agony of defeat.
No, it doesn't matter being defeated.
It doesn't look right.
It's a matter of
everybody says it. Listen, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out that it doesn't look right.
I ain't changing the tank.
I'll change it with him.
Okay.
That's a tank that belongs on him.
So then you and Mikey start cutting. Because I ain't moving it.
If you ask me, the only reason that Paulie didn't want to change that tank is because he didn't want to do any of the work. Because in order to put the right one on, you had to replace all the mountain brackets.
Go. Did I get you? Mike, you're gonna break the blade. Was it hot?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
I should have been wearing my shield.
You should have left the other tank on.
I'm all greasy now.
Pretty good.
Now that tank's gonna take what, an hour to mock?
I don't know.
You're not doing it, are you?
No. Working on a rear fender.
All right.
What do you got, some kick-ass idea brewing or what?
Something like that.
Want me to get Dad out here to help you?
Yeah, I need his opinion.
For the rear struts on this bike, the idea is to complement the shape of the fin on the rear fender. So I fabricated two V-shaped pieces that'll extend from the frame up to the strut mounts.
It's decent, huh?
I like it.
How's she looking from behind, Mike? Eyeball it up again, make sure we're okay.
You're good. You're good.
Good?
Good.
Golden?
Great. I want to get this tank mounted.
Great. Those are your brackets?
Yeah.
It was pretty obvious that Mikey wasn't going to be able to mount the tank by himself.
Bring the tank over, Mike.
And even though my father said that he was going to do it, he was conveniently MIA as usual. So I ended up taking care of it. Otherwise, it would have never got done, and I would have never heard the end of it.
Mikey, how's it look? Good from behind?
Looks good. All right, Mikey, let's get this front fender on.
We ran into a little problem with the front fender. It's a little too wide for the front forks. So we have to figure out a way to somehow make it fit.
How are things going?
Great, if this fender was the right freaking width. Width-wise, it's way off, man. I don't understand what he thought it was going on. It's the widest front end it made. It'll make a wider front end than that. And he made this sucker 7 3/8 outside.
And inside.
And then this is 6 3/4. So it's 5/8 too wide to fit in between here. There's no way to even, I don't know what you would do.
Just bend the damn thing, it'll fit.
Shrunk an eighth.
Let's do it some more.
Boing, boing. Whoa, don't go too crazy, Mike. Seriously.
You want to do the boing, boing noise?
No, that's okay. I could do without the boing, boing noise.
Boing, boing, boing.
Before you make a fool out of yourself, kid.
I've already done that.
6 1/2, baby.
Think it's coming along good or what?
Yeah.
I think I'm happy with it.
Me too. You know, I'm pretty happy with the way this bike's turning out, but it's taken forever to get this far. And it's not even really finished yet.
You ready to get out of here?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I just hope we can get it done before Laconia.